and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
It's an adult. There's certain things that you just don't do.
I would have to agree with you on this one. Mm-hmm. For the most part. Most of the time anyways. But it happened somehow this weekend.
Star 99.9. Today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. Raven slept till noon.
Yeah. And, you know, I almost felt ashamed when I announced it to everybody. So we share these things, these journals every weekend after, you know, kind of what we did going on in our lives and that type of stuff. And on Sunday, I believe it was, or maybe it was Saturday, I slept till noon.
It was Sunday.
Yeah, and I was up till like 2 or 3 the night before, but I've been up till 2 or 3 many times before and gotten up the next day at like 9, 9:30 the latest.
Right.
Yeah, noon.
That seems... I mean, what happened to your puppies? Who were taking care of your animals?
Typically, they would wake me up, but they were laying in bed with me, just being lazy. And when the weather's kind of dreary and stuff like that, that'll happen from time to time. But, I mean, again, noontime is crazy. Like, I woke up and felt like I owed somebody money.
Right.
Or, like, I would be in trouble with somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, your parents don't live with you anymore. You don't have a principal to report to. So I thought the police might knock on my door and be like, what's going on in there, sir?
Right.
Why is it you've done this?
When I was in college...
We're going to need you to step outside here for a minute.
When I was in college, I used to set my alarm for 12:20 p.m. in the afternoon.
Wow.
Because that would be my wake-up time, because I would only take night classes, and then I would party literally all night till 5 a.m.
Right.
And then I would sleep, and I would set my alarm for 12:20, get up, shower, and then get my first class at 4 o'clock.
Listen, for years, I worked the night show, whether it be in Hartford or in Boston, and same thing. I mean, I would sleep the next day. I wouldn't say till noon often, but I would say 11 o'clock solid all the time.
But now, as tax-paying adults, I feel like this is completely unacceptable to do.
Well, you've wasted the entire day. You haven't made anything or gotten anything done whatsoever, and there's just so much stuff piling up on a daily basis that, you just feel like a waste.
So our question for you this morning, and your call says it all, 1-800-330-9999. We take an off-air poll, as many votes we can get in about 3 minutes, and you'll decide. With the exception of actually physically being sick, that you have the flu or something like that.
Right. I mean, I don't even sleep this late on vacation.
Is there ever an acceptable time where it's no big deal for an adult to sleep till noon?
Mm-hmm.
All right, give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. We want to hear what you have to say. Your call said it all. Raven, over the weekend, he slept till noon. Mm. And I said...
Did happen.
Yeah, but like any adult, I don't think should ever sleep till noon.
I felt guilty. The moment I realized what time it was, I was like, what? I really did.
So within this last 3 minutes, we took all your votes. And the question is, as many as we could get in that much time, is it ever acceptable for an adult to sleep until noon?
Hmm.
One more. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I think it's absolutely fine for Raven to sleep till noon on occasion. His body probably needed it.
Mm. Well, you're right.
I
definitely needed it.
I don't buy that people need that. When people say you catch up on your sleep on the weekend, I don't know if I buy that.
You watch me walk. I need it.
Every once in a while, it's okay.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Right. Bail out.
All right, Raven. So the final tally, and based on that last call, 4 people said it's completely acceptable and okay every once in a while to sleep till noon. And 1 person said that it's unacceptable.
Listen, while I appreciate you guys' support, I'm going to tell you how I feel. On the surface, you're all lazy.
But you're the one that did it.
Well, that's all I have to say about
that. Yeah, exactly.